This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. QCORE at Montana State University has been awarded $31.5 million to further its quantum computing research, making QCORE at MSU one of only seven institutions worldwide with multiple quantum computer types. QCORE CEO Jane Morrow said, "QCORE is a brand new center here at Montana State University focused on research and innovation, as well as education on quantum systems." Morrow leads the center alongside Chief Technology Officer Krishna Rupavatharam. Both have advanced degrees and deep expertise in the field. They explained that quantum means the smallest size that an entity can be. Rupavatharam explained an example. Think of electricity. The smallest form it can exist in is an electron. You can call an electron the quantum form of electricity. While quantum physics might sound far removed from Montana, Bozeman has become something of a hub for research in the field. QCORE is located at EngineWorks on MSU's Innovation Campus. Founded just over a year ago, the center launched with a $26.7 million grant from the U.S. Air Force. QCORE was established with photonic quantum computers, machines that run on light. QCORE also has a superconducting quantum computer, which runs on electricity. QCORE CEO Morrow said, "We're one of seven institutions in the world to have two different modalities of quantum computers. The superconducting quantum computer has to operate at incredibly low temperatures, minus 450 degrees Fahrenheit," Morrow said. Quantum computers differ greatly from classical computers. While traditional machines process ones and zeros separately, quantum computers can process both simultaneously, which allows them to solve certain classes of problems, particularly complex optimization challenges, much faster. Morrow said, "What would take days for classical computers, even high-performance ones, quantum computers can do in minutes. That capability has the potential to address some of society's most complex issues." The Air Force recently awarded QCORE another $31.5 million for the next phase of quantum research. At MSU, beyond research in quantum computing, QCORE's mission includes preparing students for careers in quantum computing and related technologies. Details on QCORE at Montana State University are available online at montana.edu/quantum. Bozeman is planning the development of 3,000 acres in the northwest part of town tied to a new sewer lift station and future annexation into the city of Bozeman. Residents can weigh in on the growth, the open space, and neighborhood character with several public open houses and a pop-up event scheduled at Gallatin High School and at the Bozeman Farmers Market this summer. The development is planned north of Durston Road and west of Harper Puckett Road. Chris Nauman, a principal at Sandbell, a community design firm selected by the city to assist with the Northwest Bozeman project, is involved in the master planning for the 3,000-acre project. Nauman explained that the planning is happening now because of infrastructure improvements for the area. Nauman said, "It's being stipulated by the city's plans to put in a sanitary sewer lift station near the intersection of Harper Puckett and East Valley Center Road. The sewer lift station is in the design phase and could be constructed in 2027. It would serve the 3,000-acre development, which is currently planned as primarily residential with some mixed-use areas. The city will host multiple community events for the Northwest Bozeman Area Plan Project. The first open house is Tuesday, June 30th, 4 to 6 p.m. at Gallatin High School, 4455 Annie Street in Bozeman." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.